The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. This is Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And before the season started, Mark Vandermeer, radio voice of the Houston Texans, huddled with the head coach, Gary Kubiak, and pondered the defense for the Texans in 2009.
Shifting to the defense, stopping the run has been an issue in this preseason. At tackle, you traded Travis Johnson, but you like the play of Sean Cody at the nose.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the deal with Travis, Mark, we haven't had him. We didn't have him all offseason. We didn't have him in training camp, so we weren't going to go back and start over. We're moving forward. We got young players with Frank and Del Juan. We like what Sean's brought to the team. Gave him a start against Minnesota. I thought he responded, did some good things, so we'll go with those guys. We'll rotate them. They're going to have to grow as a group and us as a defense and get it done. So we believe in those guys and need them to step up.
We're seeing some dividends paid in the pass rush. Mario had a sack in the Monday night game. D'Amico had one. And Connor Barwin sacks in each of the first two preseason games.
Yeah, we've been very aggressive in what Frank's calling and going after the quarterback. That's what we'd like to be. At the same time, that puts a lot of pressure on your back end. And we're very young back there. But you know, we're going to have to create some plays, and creating plays means usually having to step out and blitz or zone blitz or do some of those things, and I think we're capable of doing it.
D'Amico looks like he wants to launch the Pro Bowl campaign early this year.
You know, I tell you what, coming out of the Monday night game, I told the coaches, and I could be wrong, but I think that's the best football game I've ever seen play, and that's saying something for a guy to do that in the preseason, but believe me, he's ready to go. He's done his work. He's had a great preseason. This team can count on him.
Cornerback, while you were waiting for Dante Robinson to come in, you saw Bryce McCain start, Glover Quinn get plenty of playing time. Your young corners, how are they doing?
Well, I think Bryce has probably made the most progress of the young guys. I mean, he's really played like he belongs on that field full time, so that's been impressive. Glover Quinn, DQ I call him. Anyway, he's made some progress. He's playing a lot of nickel for us, but we are young back there, and that's the way it is. And you know, when Dante gets back, we'll have to see where he's at. But we're going to have some young players step up for us to be successful.
What about linebacker depth as a whole? We talked about D'Amico a bunch, but Brian Cushing has to see some action for you. You want to see more action on the practice field, if nothing else, before you get to the regular season opener.
Well, once again, the word continuity is going to come up there because we've got some good names, but they haven't been out there working together. You know, with Brian missing the whole training camp, and we're counting on him, and us having to move Zach from one side to the other, that's been difficult. But D'Amico's, like I said, he's ready to go. I think Zach has helped more than held his own through the preseason and earned his way on the field. I think Xavier needs to step it up a notch with that group. But how Brian comes back, how quick he contributes and can stay on that field full time is probably the key to the group.
In all your years of football, how much of an indicator is preseason play as to how you're going to do in the regular season games?
Well, I don't know. You know, I know one thing. When you come out of preseason, you want to feel good. And after weeks two and three, there's a lot of things that we're not feeling very good about. But it hasn't been a lack of work. We worked extremely hard. The camp has been good. We've battled some issues physically that have made us adjust a lot. So that takes you out of the comfort zone, so to speak. But I'm a believer that through that adversity and those type of things, your team can get better. So no excuses. We move forward trying to get ready to play the Jets and got to get some guys back on the field.
Thanks, Coach.
Football time.